where you'll hear other sounds on the radio that are dedicated to the sweet and beautiful music that the fiddle and the banjo make. And, you know, those other shows, they are even less hardly strictly bluegrass than this one. You know, they play a lot more classic country. They play a lot more old sort of school bluegrass. And so, you know, even within that, our shows are very different. And this is an important aspect of being and remaining independent, because we get to maintain sovereignty over the material that we curate for you. Nobody gets to dictate to me what I play. And the sounds that I get to share with you are unique to the ways in which they make sense to me and, you know, and put together in a way that I think that you're going to sort of flow with them each week, even if they're not your niche and not to your particular taste. You know, it's one of my pet peeves. Is it a pet peeve? It's certainly in my humble opinion, that we have to invite even the voices that were not so fond or familiar with, because by allowing that space for what isn't trending, old time and bluegrass music, I don't know when it was ever trending, or marketable, we get to set a standard for increasing our understanding and building a bridge to just opening ourselves up to things that we may not have even experienced, and that something might really tweak us, and, you know, we might be able to learn something from it. And so, you know, if what I'm saying resonates in any way, shape, or form, the Royal We is asking that you support our funding campaign fund drive right now and support independence on the radio dial. We cannot take it for granted. I don't know about you, but, you know, sometimes when I look out into the wider world and see the ways in which our freedoms are diminishing, independent media and, you know, having the ability to make our own choices and be responsible for ourselves and take that autonomy into our own hands is a fading place. It's a fading space. And one of the reasons why independent media and independent community radio is so important. CGSFFundDrive.ca, or you can text donate to our phone number 778-782-2573 to make your pledge now. And with that, I will leave you with a couple of I won't leave you because I'll be back, but I will get us a couple of songs to listen to so that you're not missing out on my you know, all of the lovely things that I have to say about community radio, because obviously I'm passionate about it, and I believe that you are as well, in so much as you're listening, and that you, you know, choose us on the dial for some reason or another, and I want you to really, you know, kind of dig in there, you know, dig into where it is that value lives, and, you know, attribute a dollar amount to it and make that pledge. $35 is where it really starts to make a difference for us administratively. And, you know, donations and pledges of $90 or more is where we really start to see the access to our goal increase. And if you donate over $100, you can get on the payment plan where, you know, we automatically debit your credit card every month over a period of time. And so it's no more costly than going for a coffee every day. And you probably wouldn't even notice that $5 or $10 disappearing out of your bank account every month. So there's lots of opportunities, you know, to make it possible to support the station in whatever way suits your needs. Again, cgsffunddrive.ca, or you can text donate 778-782-2573. And in the theme of dogs, which is our Fun Drive sort of artwork theme, this is Brad Leftwich and the Hogwire String Band with I've Got a Bulldog from the album Rascal Fair here on Roots and Berries.
My backyard, my funny things, but not so funny, cause I'm working for the government. But I've had a little luck, cause I drive a big truck and I never had an accident. Well, at any time of day, I get the right of way, so you better keep off of my tail. I got a big obligation to the whole darn nation, I'm a doggin' in the U.S. mail. I got a letter for a preacher and a parcel for a teacher, an envelope from Birmingham. Box full of dishes, written best wishes, and a check from Uncle Sam. I got a lawyer's letter and a mail order sweater and a note from a guy in jail. I got a big travelogue and a brand new catalog, and I'm doggin' in the U.S. mail. But I know the regulation, so I gotta dog it in on time. And all the fellas at the station, they know the situation when they hear my diesel whine. So it's better not to tell, for the girl I'm gonna marry is a falling from a tooth and nail. I'm pretty well respected, cause no one has been neglected, I'm a dogging in the U.S. mail. Now everything is sorted and it's being transported, and tomorrow I'll be back for more. For we all work together in any kind of weather just to bring the mail to your door. While everybody's sleeping, I'll still be keeping this mail truck on the trail. So don't you get too nervous, I'll give you good service, I'm a dogging in the U.S. mail.
The voice of Mike Seeger, joined with Allison Gerard there from the album they made together, Bowling Green, and Doggin' in the U.S. Mail, here on Roots and Berries, the Fun Drive edition. You know, and as I was just listening to that song and thinking about the mail, the good old post, something we don't really think about or get anymore in our life, you know? When was the last time you got a real letter or a postcard or something that wasn't a bill or some kind of advertising? And you know, the radio is you know, kind of in that milieu in a way where it feels like it's a bit old school technology. But I think that if radio didn't exist in the ways that we understand it to be, which, you know, for us is you know, very community based and participatory, I think that we would really miss it. And so, yeah. This is Roots and Berries, and you're listening to the Fun Drive Edition. I'm Robin. I'm the host of this show. I'm here every Friday from noon till 1 before I hand the microphone off to my radio neighbor, who will be up at 1 o'clock. That's Connor. But I want to thank everybody who has made a contribution to Fun Drive already. Thank you so much. There are numerous donors that have pledged over $4,000 to our campaign. We have a goal of raising $10,000 in community donations this week for the station. And you truly are radio's best friend. Not only this week, but all year long. We couldn't do what we do without you there, here today, or in the days to come. You, as a listener, as a donor, as a participant, are a critical component of our philosophy to allow that grassroots level participation in all that we do. You know, you don't need experience to be part of our radio family. You know, if you were listening to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon this morning, you know, you would have heard Charlotte and Jesse talking very much about how there's really no gatekeeping here. You can just show up and say, hey, what is this place? I'm interested in being a part of it. How can I participate? And, you know, we'll lead you into a process. All it takes is a willingness to try and a passion to share yourself with an audience. And community radio gives so much to the people involved on both sides of the microphone. I'm a bit of a broken record around here because I always say that as a community radio host, you really are learning a life skill. If you can make community radio, you can quote unquote do life. And that's because there are so many skills that it teaches that are transferable to every other thing that you might do. And so when you donate to CJSF, your donation supports an incredible, can't get anywhere else education for the volunteers who bring you radio each and every day at CJSF. And I really can't stress this enough. Your financial contributions to the station impact people's lives in ways that cannot be underestimated. I get to see the ways in my job here as the programming coordinator. I get to see the ways that making community radio are transformative, not only for our hosts, but how the content that we and they, us, deliver lands excitedly, confusingly sometimes, on people like you and others listening. And so this fund drive gives you an opportunity to be an impactor. You know how on social media there's influencers and, you know, it's a big deal. Everybody wants to be an influencer. Well, be bigger than that. Be bigger than that. Be an impactor. Donate. Become radio's best friend. Make a pledge to Fund Drive and impact your community in a way that is bigger than yourself. And you can do that by going to cjsffunddrive.ca, or you can text donate to 778-782-2573. And while you are doing that, we're going to listen to a couple of other dog-related songs here. This one is a classic from the Osborne Brothers, Tennessee Hound Dog. Again, text donate to 778-782-2573 and cjsffunddrive.ca to get the direct link.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like skin on a bone pile. Cat wouldn't give him a glance. When he stretches his long legs out,
he's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog,
Tennessee Hound Dog.
have said. He's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog. Tennessee Hound
Joseph DeCosimo there on Roots and Berries. Well, my time is coming close to an end. And so I want to shout out again to Leslie and also shout out to some folks that I know are regular listeners who we haven't heard from for this fun drive. Looking at you, Sue, Lee, Chris, Rob, Laura, you know, not to name drop, but to name drop. Where are you? This is your last chance before I'm not on the air again, although you can donate right up until Sunday to the drive. It's a lot more fun when you donate when the show is on. Just saying. But let me give you one more reason, I guess, to think about throwing your hard-earned money at us. You know, I was thinking about the fact that, you know, we can tune in anywhere to CGSF, and And therefore, I don't know where you may be listening to and where you might live, but I think this phenomenon is similar. And that is where, you know, small independent businesses are being quashed out by corporate outlets and multinational chains. And that's similar everywhere. And I think about the sort of panic that, you know, when Walmart moved into Canada, you know, they were going to shut down and take over, and the ma and pa shops would go out of business, which they have. And it's easy for us to want to conserve and make our money go farther and save by supporting that anonymity and to bulk buy and, you know, all that comes with that. But if we really want to have access to those amenities like corner stores and locally owned businesses, we have to be able to support them with our hard-earned dollars. And community radio is similar in the way that if we don't support community radio, we are bound to end up with little, if any, choice but generic, run-of-the-mill, inauthentic pablum. I don't know if you listen to commercial radio, but that's what it sounds like to me, that really lacks any kind of nourishment on a cultural, creative, or intellectual level. And so I'm urging you to invest in local programming and support community radio now, during this show, during the next show, right up until Sunday, beyond Sunday, if that's what makes sense to you. CGSFFundDrive.ca, text DONATE to 778-782-2573. I'm going to leave you with a song that is not about dogs, but this is Roy Wooliver's Money Musk here. And thanks, everyone.
All right, here goes.
CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.